Education is the main focus of Peace Corps volunteers, but Acting Director Carrie Hessler-Radelet says health comes in a strong second.
I would venture to guess that almost all volunteers do some kind of health work, if not as a primary project, as a secondary project. Nearly all volunteers do something in their community related to hand washing or HIV/AIDS awareness.
Hessler-Radelet says AIDS and malaria remain among the top killer diseases worldwide. She says something as simple as mosquito nets can make a dramatic difference in combating malaria. She says Peace Corps volunteers in West Africa sparked an effort to distribute 250,000 mosquito nets that resulted in malaria cases dropping 40%.
This is an example of volunteers with no money. Our Peace Corps volunteers had no money. We only have people of good heart and motivation.
While volunteers are not paid, the Peace Corps itself does rely on government funding. And Hessler-Radelet is hoping for the best as politicians look for spending cuts to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff.
I'm happy to say that Peace Corps has always had bipartisan support. And this year we got flatlined, which we consider a victory, frankly, with a continuing resolution that will last until March. But we remain hopeful. The budget guides how much work we can do. If we have more budget, we can have more volunteers.
The Peace Corps was started by President John F. Kennedy in 1961. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.